Maybe if you were going on a fishing trip and you had a friend that was going to come along, you might say, if he doesn't come, I disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
Uh-huh. And say this hasn't happened, but you might say, if he doesn't come, I disappointed.
I will be very disappointed.
If you're both going to be glad to see somebody, you might say,
I'm happy you are coming.
Mm-hmm. And we, blank, be glad to see you.
We will be glad to see you.
If, you do that again, I'll
hit you, scold you.
Mm-hmm. And if a child were doing something wrong, you might say, if you do that again, I'll
scold you, put you to bed.
Mm-hmm. Or I might take a stick and
whip you.
If a boy is, like, say, what would you call if a boy and a girl in high school are maybe seeing each other a lot?
Going steady.
Huh? And what would you call the boy? It would be the girl's?
Boyfriend.
And he would be her?
Girlfriend. I mean, he'd be boyfriend and girlfriend.
If a boy might come in with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, you've been
kissing.
Would there be other names for that?
Smooching.
Mm-hmm. Or?
Oh, man.
If, say, a boy had asked a girl to marry him and she didn't want to, you might say that she,
chickened out. Didn't want to marry him. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What would you say if two people were, had a ceremony and they were given a license and after that
being married.
Would there be any humorous ways of saying they're married?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might say they got
chained together. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Let's see, at a wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the girl that stands up with the bride is the
best lady.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been to a wedding?
Yeah.
What was it like?
Well, kind of boring.
Yeah.
They sit around and they say all these words and then they kiss and then they all go to this old room and have a party.
Uh-huh. How long did it last?
About an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And then the party started.
Uh-huh. How was the party?
Good.
Yeah. Was it a Protestant marriage or?
I think it was Methodist.
Mm-hmm.
Or Baptist, I don't know.
What would you call a party after marriage?
Chaperone, I don't know. Not chaperone, I forgot what they called it.
Mm-hmm. Would you call it a chivalry?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. How would you say that? You'd say we're going,
to the chivalry. To the party.
If you saw a friend in a pretty big city in Georgia, you might say, I saw him